The crime of the century. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's again what former President Trump calls what happened in 2020, again claiming that the election was rigged and stolen in a letter to the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot in response to the subpoena it voted to send him, criticizing lawmakers in the letter for a show trial that ignored his fraud claims.
Trump called the committee, quote, highly partisan political hacks and thugs whose sole function is to destroy the lives of many hardworking American patriots. Trump claims that he recommended and authorized thousands of troops to be deployed to make sure the protests would be safe, claiming the DOD received a refusal.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. At the committee's last public hearing, members were again critical. Here's Democrat Pete Aguiar.
President Trump refused urgent pleas for help from nearly everyone around him. And what he did do only made the situation worse.
The morning after a mass shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina.
My heart is heavy because we don't have answers as to why this tragedy occurred.
That's Police Chief Estella Patterson. Five people were shot and killed, two wounded, one critically. Fox's Rich Edson is in Raleigh.
They say the shooter shot two people, went onto a nearby walking trail where he continued to shoot people. There was lockdowns at a school and a community center, a manhunt. They say they cornered him in a standoff, a crime scene, they say, was spread across 2 miles.
That accused gunman is a 15-year-old boy who's in critical condition. They're not saying how he was injured. A warning from Russia's leader. If NATO countries get involved in Ukraine directly and fight Russian troops, it would lead to a global catastrophe. Vladimir Putin also says the mobilization of hundreds of thousands of reserve troops that led to protests in Russia will be complete in a few weeks. And he also said there's no more need for widespread bombings across Ukraine like the ones this week. America's listening to
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Fox News. A teacher in Chicago is not in school today. She's behind bars.
Police in East Chicago, Indiana, say a teacher at St. Stanislaus School, 25-year-old Angelica Carrasquillo-Torres, was arrested Thursday and now in a psychiatric hold after telling a fifth grader this week that she had a kill list, that the student was on it, and that she was suicidal. The student told a counselor. Police say the teacher was immediately escorted to the principal's office where she allegedly admitted to making the comments and confirmed the kill list.
I'm worried for my child's safety.
I'd be furious and scared at the same time.
Parents' reaction. The investigation is ongoing, the incident prompting the Catholic grade school to move to remote learning today. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Again, that's in East Chicago, Indiana. We're being a little more cautious with our money amid persistently high inflation. Retail sales last month were flat, not rising or falling from August. A big chain of food stores has gone grocery shopping.
Kroger is buying Albertsons. The Wall Street Journal says the deal values the company at $24.6 billion. The combination would give them greater ability to negotiate with vendors and would help them to compete with Walmart and Amazon, which are growing in the grocery business. Walmart is now the nation's largest grocer. Kroger and Albertsons are expected to sell overlapping stores to help the combination pass regulators. Kroger also owns the Fred Meyer, Ralph's, and King Supers stores. Albertsons has Safeway, Acme, and Tom Thumb. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks are down. The Dow falling 26 points. The Nasdaq's down 110. In the baseball playoffs, the day after Houston went up 2-0 on Seattle, the three other division series resume. The New York Yankees lead Cleveland 1-0. In the National League, it'll be game 3 for San Diego and the LA Dodgers. In Atlanta against Philadelphia, the teams split the first two in both series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is
Fox. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.